Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Crete tonight. We're at Doane College as Hastings College will play in the Doane College Classic this weekend. Men's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Missouri Valley as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, out of the gates nicely. Two wins a week ago, including a win over this Missouri Valley team. Obviously a good start for you guys.
Yeah, it has been. You never know what to expect early in the year, especially going on the road against two NAI Division I opponents nonetheless. And a very short turnaround on day two. Traveled the whole day Friday and got down there and then played, and then a very short turnaround day two. And less than 24 hours, we had two games played. So it got off to a good start. Some blips in the radar and some things we need to get cleaned up and get a little bit better at. But overall, I like where we're at right now.
Talk about the things we did well in the opening weekend.
Well, I thought we defended pretty well. I thought we were very aggressive. I thought we rebounded the ball particularly well on Friday. You know, we just seem to have a little bit more aggressiveness about us. I think we have just a better understanding of the details and the nuances of our defensive scheme. But again, you're playing with juniors and seniors, and we touched on that many times a year ago over the last couple of years. It's very hard to win at this level in this league with a bunch of young kids, no matter how good they are. So I felt really good about how the kids responded early on.
Talk about the extra year of maturity now. These guys are juniors and seniors. Do you see a big difference from a year ago?
Oh, you do. I mean, I do anyway. And it's not, you know, it's not something that, you know, maybe the naked eye could catch or somebody that's only going to watch us play a few times during the year. But I just see it, you know, every day in practice. You see a different sense of urgency with these guys. I think the addition of Jake Hamburger has been good. And him and Brett Wells are kind of that spark plug, I think, that gets us going. I think Zach Linos played very well on the interior, just rebounding the ball, and defensively. Dane Bacon has shot it particularly well in these first couple games. Alex Thayer and Carson Bloom have really split very good time at the point guard position. And Bernie Lawman, especially on Saturday, really played well. So, you know, all in all, I really feel good about where our club is at and about the direction that we're headed, and we just got to find a way to kind of keep this momentum going.
You had to overcome an injury to your leading scorer and leading rebounder from a season ago early in your practice sessions here for the start of the season, Tobin Reinwald. How has the team kind of adopted maybe a new role, or how do we replace him out there?
Well, you're never going to replace a kid like Tobe. There's no question. I mean, the thing that I saw that, you know, the biggest concern with us is a lot of times at the end of a shot clock, you know, in the last couple of years, you can just swing it around the perimeter to Tobin and he can just go get you a basket or a foul, or he can get a teammate open or do something like that. And we just don't have, you know, that kind of athleticism and length and explosiveness on the wing at this point. So we've got to be a little bit more diligent within our sets. We've got to execute a little bit better in a half court and try and limit those possessions where we're milking that shot clock down into inside 12, 10 seconds in that neighborhood. So, but I think on the same side, Mike, that the kids have really responded well. You know, and a lot of times you see that with a team that when there's some adversity, especially to a high-profile player, it's not one person that has really stepped up, made a difference. I think it's just been a little bit of a heightened awareness from all the players in the program, and everybody that's out there on a practice setting or on a in a game day situation really understands what we do have and what we don't have. And they've taken it upon themselves to really do a good job with this adjustment.
Yeah, the scoring, like you said, has been picked up with Lohman and a couple of guys out there from a week ago. So the scoring is there. What do we miss now with maybe him out of the lineup?
Well, I think you just have that threat. I mean, not only was he our leading scorer and leading rebounder, but he also led the entire nation in 3-point percentage. So he was a very tough matchup because you couldn't just, you know, if you got up tight on him, he was going to go around you. He was 6'4", so he could post it. He could go get offensive rebounds and put him in. He was about an 80% foul shooter, and he was about a 43 to 45% three-point shooter. So, you know, if you sagged off of him, he was long enough that he could shoot right over the top of you, and he was really starting to come around with, you know, what I say is his middle game there in that 15-foot range where he was a one or a two dribble quick pull-up jump shooter. He was really starting to, you know, shoot that shot very efficiently. So, You know, I think he encompassed about everything that you look for when you're trying to get a good quality player in your program. And he's going to be missed. There's no doubt. I'd love to have him suited up. But I do like how our kids have responded without Tobin at this point.
Is that Brady Lohman, Dane Bacon out there? You saw some good minutes a week ago from Jake Marvin, Alex Thayer, Brent Wells. Those are the guys that basically started a week ago. You got some guys coming off of the bench, too. You mentioned Hamburger. A couple of guys off of the bench that played a lot of minutes for you last week.
Yeah, Zach Lena played very quality minutes. Dylan Flynn was really, really good all weekend. Just, I mean, he's a different kid. He's really done a nice job, I thought. Carson Bloom, freshman there out of Minden, has done an exceptional job at the point. He's kind of getting his feet wet pretty quick because he's going to play a prominent role in that backup point guard position. And, you know, the thing about our bench right now is it's such a tight level or fine line, I should say, between starter and the bench player that, you know, everybody's a sprained ankle or a bad game away from maybe potentially starting. So, you know, it really makes our practices pretty darn competitive and it really kind of keeps focus throughout the course of a preseason pretty well.
Coach, how good can this team be this year?
Well, I really do think, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I mean, I don't know that you can really put a number on something like that at this point, but we've got to continue to win games that are very winnable. You know, the 50-50 games, you can't come up short on those kind of things, and you've got to be dialed in anytime you hit the road because it's just a different animal, especially when you get into league play. You got to take care of your home court advantage. We've got, you know, 14 home games this season. So, you know, I mean, 18, 22, 23 wins. I mean, it might be a little bit far-fetched, but I think a lot of it, too, depends on how we can continue to improve, how we can continue to progress, and, you know, kind of the maturity and taking care of the basketball, a lot of factors. But, you know, I mean, after what I saw this weekend, I think it surprised me, if nobody else.
We got to hit the ground running here because we got the conference season coming up. You got a ball game tonight against Missouri Valley. You've got Tabor coming up tomorrow, UNK next Tuesday. By next weekend, we're already into the conference season and a tough one at that in Morningside.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't get any easier when you get into the conference. And that's the one thing that, you know, maybe if you're in the top two or maybe even three, you know, there might be some games on your schedule that you can kind of check mark and say, okay, you know, we just got to stay out of our own way and we're going to win that one. When you're in that middle of the pack like we are right now, I don't think you can do that. You know, you do that and that's when you're starting to flirt with the 500 record or below. And too many times, I think, you know, in the past couple of years, we hung our hat on the 2009-2010 season and thought people were just going to lay over for us, and we didn't realize how big of a target maybe was on our back.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. The Broncos on the road tonight in Crete getting set to take on Missouri Valley. And this is a second go-around against Missouri Valley, a chance to see this team again. We played them a week ago.
And not a very good scheduling on my part, but we had a late game cancellation in first part of August, and I was kind of scrambling. And Mo Valley said, yeah, you can come on down here and play us to open the season. And I was dumb enough to accept that offer. So we already had them on the schedule at the Doane Classic. So some of those things are kind of taken out of your hands, but it is kind of nice too, because you know a lot about your opponent. You've had some success against this opponent, and it's a quick turnaround. And the thing that, you know, we like is an opportunity to see the second game, the same night that we play, and it'll be another quick turnaround, but it's, very similar styles of play with both teams, so it's going to be an easier adjustment as far as preparation for each game.
What about this Missouri Valley team?
Very athletic, very long, very athletic. I thought we did a good job. They'll set a ton of ball screens, and I thought we did a good job defending those. With their length and athleticism, we did out-rebound this team last week by 7, so that was a pretty good notch in our cap, because they're you'll see them here in a few minutes, and they're big and they're bouncy, and we've just got to do a much better job taking care of the basketball. 24 turnovers against a team like this could, if they get those in a full court situation, you know, you're talking turning the game around pretty quickly. So we've got to do a better job of just valuing the basketball and making sure that each and every time we have the basketball in our hands, we're getting a quality look at the rim.
I'd like to take baby steps each and every game. Is just being more consistent on offense tonight one of the big goals?
Well, I don't think we can take a step back. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we got to stay where we are defensively. I like our mindset. I like our the toughness that we've displayed up to this point. Taking care of the basketball and taking quality shots. And, you know, if you can do just a few things, as many times as we as coaches trying to complicate this thing, if you can defend and rebound and take good shots, you know, and possess the ball, it's pretty simple. So if we can continue to do that and then just make subtle improvements, I'm not saying we're going to go from 24 turnovers down to 8, but we've got to see a significant increase of improvement in that area for sure.
What's the key to stopping this team tonight?
I think we've got to get back in transition. You know, they have the ability, they have the athletes to get out and really run you, especially if you're going to go down and throw it around in your end of the court. So we've got to rebound, and I think if we can just, again, possess the basketball and make sure we're taking good shots, use our head fakes, be clever, pick up on a couple more nuances and maybe make some, you know, in-game adjustments, I think we'll be all right.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lamps in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Missouri Valley tonight on 1230 KHS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hattig Center. We're in Crete, Nebraska tonight. Hastings College men's basketball in 1230 KHAS. We had our first look at the Broncos for the 2012-2013 season. Hastings getting set to take on Missouri Valley here tonight in the opening round of the Doane College Classic in Crete. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College coming in, 2 wins, no losses on the season, knocking off Missouri Valley a week ago on the road in Marshall, Missouri by the score of 75-60. Last Saturday, Hastings also on the road down in Kansas and beating Baker University by a score of 61-54. So a good start for the Broncos, going 2-0 on the opening weekend. Missouri Valley coming in after losing to Hastings 75-60. They came back this week and beat Hannibal LaGrange by the score of 53-51. So Missouri Valley coming in, a record of 1 win and 1 loss. Hastings College 2-0 in this young season here tonight as the Broncos look to make it 3 in a row. And then they play at Tabor College tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock here at the Hattig Center in Crete. So we've got Hastings College men's basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women's basketball team played this afternoon against the College of the Ozarks, the number 3-ranked team in the country, and lost to Ozarks by a score of 74-65. Hastings now 1-3 on the season. They will play again tomorrow at 1 o'clock against John Brown University, that in the Kansas Wesleyan Classic down in Kansas. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Again, the opening round of the Doane College Classic tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and the Missouri Valley. If you're not following the early season developments for the Hastings College men's basketball team, Tobin Reinwald, the leading scorer, the leading rebounder from a season ago, he tore a knee in the early part of October, and he is out for the season. So Hastings trying to adapt without the leading scorer and leading rebounder from a season ago. It's a big hole, Tobin Reinwald, but Hastings got off to a great start last week. Brady Lohman had 22 points in the ball game against Baker last week. Lohman had 13 in this contest against Missouri Valley. And also Dane Bacon has picked up a little bit of the scoring slack as he scored 31 points in the two ball games a week ago. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned and locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Alex Thayer, a 5'11" sophomore out of Superior. Also, Brent Wells, a 6'4" junior out of Elba, Nebraska, a transfer from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He was a tight end for the football team at one time. Brandy Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior out of Kearney. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" senior out of Lincoln, rounding out the starting lineup here for Hastings College. For Missouri Valley here tonight, they will go with Michael Cooper. Cooper is a 6'1" senior out of Fort Worth, Texas. Jordan Epps is a 5'10" freshman out of Springfield, Missouri. David Smith is a 5'11" senior out of Fort Worth, Texas. James Pope is a 6'4" senior from St. Petersburg, Florida. And then Nick Diana is a 6'8" junior out of Senegal, Africa. He's a transfer from Southeastern Oklahoma University. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings going to be the home team here tonight, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. Missouri Valley going to be dressed in their purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Again, the second meeting in the last week or so between Hastings and Missouri Valley. Hastings winning the opener to begin the season by the score of 75-60. This is Jake Marvin going to tip things off for Hastings College. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight in the opening half of play. Deanna steps into the center circle here for Missouri Valley. The first game of the Doane College Classic here this weekend, just about ready to get underway. And the ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Missouri Valley. So Missouri Valley will shoot to our basket to our left. Jordan Epps will come into the forecourt. Hastings College will start off in their man-to-man defense. They go to Pope at the top of the key. Swings it left side. His shot is up there and in, a three-pointer right off the bat. That's Jordan Epps heading a three ball there from Missouri Valley. And they go out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ball game. Hastings College back with the ball. Their first chance here offensively tonight. Bacon has got the ball out on top. Now to Brady Lohman. Swings it left side there. Now to Lohman again, trying to penetrate back down in the corner. That's there. Lobs it inside the ball. Knocked away from Jake Marvin. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. They had a bunch of them last week against this Missouri Valley team, and they turn it over on their first possession. There's a shot for the short baseline right side. It's up and in. James Pope scores there from Missouri Valley. And they go out on top by a score of 5-0. Back the other way is Jake Marvin on a running layup. His shot is up and in. 5-2. Hastings College back to within 3 points. Now the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. With the basketball is going to be Jordan Epps. Guarded there by Alex Thayer. Gets into the hands now of Michael Cooper. Cooper swings it left side to David Smith. Smith over to Epps. Free throw line extended left side. Drives it down to the baseline. Works it inside. There's a short little hook shot by James Pope. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Thayer goes on the left side down to Bacon. Works it down to inside and a foul is going to be called. They get it down underneath the basket to Marvin. Or rather to Brent Wells. And Wells is fouling to play. James Pope picks up the personal foul from Missouri Valley. It's going to be his first team foul on the Valley here in this first half of play. Brent Wells goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. He was 0-for-1 in the opening weekend a week ago. And his shot is up there. It's good. Brent Wells nails the first free throw. Hastings College last week from the free throw line in their two ball games hit 76% of their foul shots. 5-3 is the score. Missouri Valley out on top of Hastings in men's college basketball action here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's up and in by Wells, so he cans a couple of free throws. Hastings back to within 1 point. Missouri Valley 4, Hastings College, rather 5-4 is the score. Missouri Valley with the lead. Here's an interception now in backcourt as Missouri Valley turns it over. Hastings with the ball. Thayer takes it down low, and it's off of the fingertips of Wells out of bounds. So Hastings gets the turnover back here, and then they come right back and turn it over themselves offensively. Hastings now with two turnovers here in the early going, one from Missouri Valley. Hastings applying the pressure here in backcourt. Michael Cooper has got the ball now for Missouri Valley. He'll bring it up down the near sideline to Jordan Epps, still in backcourt. Now he'll race it across that 10-second line as he works against Dane Bacon defensively for Hastings. James Pope has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Wells. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul for Hastings College. That's going to be his first foul, team foul. Number one on the Broncos, non-shooting situation. 18-18 left here in the first half. Missouri Valley out on top of the Broncos by a score of 5-4. James Pope with the ball now to Jordan Epps. He is double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball away. That's Cooper with the ball on a deep wing right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Pope, right side of the lane. Throws it back out top of the key to Epps. Epps dribbling with the ball. Gets away. Goes to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Jordan Epps scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game now for Missouri Valley. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Brady Woolman. Woolman kicks it down in the corner to Dane Bacon. Bacon gives the back to Woolman. Cross-court pass comes over here to Marvin. Shot for three. Good. Jake Marvin has got 5 points here for Hastings College, and the Broncos come back to tie the score at 7 points apiece with 17 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete tonight. Here's Jordan Epps with the ball. He brings it up against the Brady Woolman. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line to Pope. Pope gives it away, left side of the lane. That's going to be David Smith, circles around, takes it down the lane, dumps it off, and the shot is up and in. Nick Diana scoring there on the assist from David Smith. It's now a 9-7 ball game in favor of Missouri Valley. Now we got a personal foul called here back the other way. David Smith picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, second team foul on Missouri Valley here in this first half of play. Hastings trailing here early in this contest by the score of 9-7. Broncos play it in here on the near sideline. Woolman has got the ball. Brady Woolman behind the screen from Jake Marvin. Goes over to Alex Thayer. Now Woolman again swings it right side to Jake. Up here in three-point territory. Woolman at the point. Bounce pass. Left side. They get it over there to a Dane Bacon. Now a foul is going to be called away from all the action. It's going to go on Marvin of Hastings. Rather, Brent Wells of Hastings. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. He's going to check out of the ball game. And now Zach Lena comes into the ball game next for Hastings College. Lena is 6'4" and sophomore out of Millard North. Averaged 4 points and 5 rebounds per game in the first two contests. There's a pass down the near sideline. David Smith grabs the ball. Bounce pass in the lane. A shot is up there at in. He banks one home. That's Lawrence Brown who just checked in there. And now it's an 11-7 ball game in favor of Missouri Valley. Bounce pass goes inside, left side of the lane. That's going to be Zach Lena with the ball. Zach comes out to Bacon, top of the key, leads it away to Alex Thayer. Bounce pass in the lane is intercepted. Third turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Michael Connor comes back the other way, throws it to the right sideline to Epps for three. Shot is up there, is no good. Ball is picked up here in the lane by Dane Bacon. Long pass down to court to Woolman, now to Marvin. Shot good. Good job in the transition there by Hastings College. Jake Marvin already with 7 points in the ball game for the Broncos. 11-9 is the score. Missouri Valley out on top here. In the early going of this basketball game, here's a David Smith with the ball. He dribbles between a couple of defenders, and a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. Personal foul going to be whistled on Marvin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom has looked good in his freshman season so far. 5'10", a product out of Minden, Nebraska. So Carson Bloom is in there. He averaged 4 points and a couple of rebounds per game a week ago in their two games against Missouri Valley and Baker. Hastings trailing here early. 11-9 is the score. Nice pass inside and a shot is up and in. Lawrence Brown came off of a screen. They got him the ball and he scores easily on a right-handed layup. 13-9 is the score now in favor of Missouri Valley as the Broncos come back and the ball tipped out of bounds. Underneath the basket, the Broncos will play it in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now for Missouri Valley. It's going to be Christian Williams. Christian Williams comes in there next. He's a 6 foot 7 inch freshman out of Hannibal, Missouri. Hastings will play things in. They get it on the wing. Here's a shot put up there by Bacon. It's too hard, no good. Ball tapped around underneath the basket. Marvin had it. He lost it. Picked up by Michael Cooper. Cooper has got it for Missouri Valley coming down the near sideline. Cooper gets it in the hands now of David Smith, now to Jordan Epps. Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Jordan Epps just across the 10-second line at the offensive zone. Clears out the right side. Feeds it over there now to Michael Connor right in front of the Bronco bench. He's double-teamed. Gets it in the hand of Williams. Williams now to Epps. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos come back the other way with the ball as Bacon drives for the hole and scores. Dane Bacon scores there for the Broncos. That's his first field goal. 13-11 is the score now. Missouri Valley ahead by 2 points here. Jordan Epps comes back with the basketball now for Missouri Valley into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes in the high post. That's Lawrence Brown with the ball right at the top of the key. Right in his face is going to be Marvin defensively. Bounce pass to the near side to Epps. And now we got a personal foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on Lawrence Brown. That's going to be his first away from all the action. And now Missouri Valley wants to call a timeout. 15 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete tonight. The score, it is Missouri Valley 13, Hastings College 11.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Last Friday night when Hastings played Missouri Valley, they shot extremely well from the field. 51% hit 78% of their free throws in that season opener. Missouri Valley hit 42% from the field a week ago, 60% from the free throw line. The Vikings have the lead over the Broncos. The score is 13-11 in the first half. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Dane Bacon, nice feed down low, and a shot is up and in. That's Dylan Flynn. Flynn just checked in there. Flynn is 6'7" junior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Gets his first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie the score now at 13 points apiece. Missouri Valley with the ball. Here's a Jim Thomas who's into the ball game now for the Vikings. Out to Cooper. Moves it over to Thomas. Out here in 3-point territory. Now he's double-teamed out here. Good job defensively by Hastings, but a little bit too close there. And a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. Going to go on Bacon, I believe. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Down to 14:28 to go. Hastings 13 and Missouri Valley 13. Non-shooting situation, so Thomas will play things in. The Jordan Epps picked up out there by Carson Bloom, the freshman out of Minden. There's a feed to the right sideline to Thomas. Now top of the key. That's Christian Williams with the ball. Williams now to Connor. Top of the key again. Dribbles to the free throw line. Putting up a shot is going to be Lawrence Brown. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets to the near sideline. That's a Jake Hammer with the ball. Feeds it inside. His shot is no good, but a foul is going to be called. Brady Lohman working for the shot inside there for Hastings College, but he was hammered on the play as he goes tumbling down underneath the basket for the Broncos. Christian Williams picks up the personal foul from Missouri Valley. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Vikings. And going to the free throw line will be Brady Lohman. Last season, one of the best free throw shooters in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And he's off to a great start again this year. He is now 11 out of 12 from the free throw line as he hits his first free throw here. Lohman averaged 17.5 points per ball game in the 2 outings last week over Missouri Valley and Baker. And Hastings College has their first lead of the ball game. It's 14-13. It occurs now with 14 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first half. As a Brady Lohman will have one more shot here. His free throw is up. It's good. So 2-for-2 from the free throw line by Brady Lohman. Hastings now with a 15-13 advantage here in the first half. The Broncos applying pressure in backcourt, and all of a sudden the Vikings have to burn a timeout. Unable to get the ball inbounded down here. The Vikings burn a timeout here in the first half. We'll take another break with 14:03 to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 15, Missouri Valley 13.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College men's basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and across the nation and around the world on a world wide web at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of Missouri Valley. The score is 15-13. Vikings will inbound the ball. Hastings applying pressure back here. Here's Brody Thompson with the ball now. He's into the ball game for the first time for Missouri Valley. He races the ball into the offensive zone, picked up there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. They reverse the ball, get it over here to Diata for the Vikings, top of the key. They get it to James Pope. Pope now to Thompson, goes back inside. As they get it to Pope with his back to the basket, throws it over here on the left side of the lane, and shot put up there by Jim Thomas from 15 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zach Lena down the near sideline now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger sends it back out on top of the ball, mishandled there by Zach Lena, but it's picked up by Hamburger. Not a woman over there, Carson Bloom. Now back to the top of the key again, the woman, the Lena, back the woman, top of the key, three-pointer put up there, it's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound, it's brought down here by Missouri Valley. Nick Diata picks up the ball for the Missouri Valley Vikings as they come back the other way. Jim Thomas back into the offensive zone now with a purple and a white of Missouri Valley. Here's a Diata with the ball. Diata comes over here on the left side. That's Kevin Standler with the ball. Back out on top. A three-pointer put up there is no good by Thomas. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena of Hastings. Gets away now to Bloom. And he runs into a defender from Missouri Valley. The ball is loose. And now a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos. So Hastings will keep it. Bloom kind of lost his footing there, trying to put it on the brakes. His feet came out from under him. He lost control of the ball. Missouri Valley ties him up back here in backcourt. Hastings will get it on the alternating jump rule here. Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. 15-13, Hastings leading by 2 points here in men's college basketball. Opening round of the Doan College Classic here tonight in Crete. Brady Lohman, that is Zach Lena, top of the circle, drives it, gives it away, now to Hamburger. Little ball fake there, drives it to the wing on the left side, puts up a shot, it's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound, it's going to be James Pope. Pope. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Thompson. Runs it back into the offensive zone. There's Pope, top of the key. Swings it right side now to Kevin Standler. Loses control of the ball. It's knocked into the backcourt. Woolman picks it up on the dribble. Goes for the hoop shot. Good. Brady Lohman gets the steal, and he gets the easy field goal. That's two turnovers now in Missouri Valley. Hastings College now with a 17-13 advantage over the Missouri Valley Vikings. Missouri Valley bringing the ball down the far sideline. Jim Thomas, he has the ball ripped out of there, and the foul is going to be called. Hastings came up with a loose ball. That was Jake Hamburger, but Hamburger also gets nailed for the personal foul. First foul on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings here in this first half of play. Here comes Lawrence Brown back into the ball game for Nick Diata. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 17-13, 12 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in this first half from Crete tonight. Hastings has won their first 2 ball games, winning over Missouri Valley and Baker. Meanwhile, Missouri Valley lost to Hastings in their season opener and came back and picked up a win over Hannibal LaGrange here during the week. These two teams playing for the second time in 1 week. There's a shot inside there by James Pope, a little hook shot that's up there. It's going to miss, but it doesn't make any difference. He was called for the traveling violation. 3 turnovers on Missouri Valley here in the ball game. 3 on Hastings. Broncos have a 4-point lead. Hastings will come back the other way. On the near sideline for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Bacon comes out between the circles. That's a Zach Lena. Now to Jake Hamburger. Jake gives away now to Dylan Flynn. Back inside to Jake. His shot is up there. It's no good. A collision and a foul is going to be called. A foul here. It's going to go on Jake Hamburger. Knocked down a defender down there in the lane and picks up his second personal foul. So Hamburger comes out. Aaron Reyes going to come into the ball game now for Hastings. Reyes is a 6-foot sophomore out of Sterling, Colorado. 11:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, Missouri Valley 13. Been stuck on this score for a while. There's a Jordan Epps with the ball. Gets away here in backcourt from Alex there. Comes into the offensive scoring zone around the screen from James Pope. And now he loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds into the Bronco bench. Jordan Epps losing control of the ball. That's going to be four turnovers now on Missouri Valley. Hastings can't capitalize. We're still stuck on 17. The Broncos with a four-point lead. Aaron Reyes with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Throws it to the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Now to Reyes. Right side, Alex there. Back out to Reyes at the point. Behind a screen from Zach Lena. Can't put up a shot. Reyes gives it away. Now to Lena. About 25 feet away from the basket. Gives it away. Now to Alex there. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings wickling the ball in their offensive zone. Dane Bacon around the screen to the far sideline to Reyes. Moves it down on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Tries to get rid of it. Now we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. Reyes was trapped down along the baseline down there, left side of the basket, and he's fouled in a play by Kevin Standler. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Missouri Valley. Still a non-shooting situation. 10:52 to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, Missouri Valley 13. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. Zach Lena will check out. Hastings will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Alex Thayer. We'll get things in to the far sideline to Bacon, down to third, to Bacon again. Aaron Reyes has got the ball. Back to Dane Bacon on the wing, takes it down on the baseline, underneath the basket, down in the corner. That's Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked to the corner. It's saved there by Thayer. He's out of bounds. Alex Thayer trying to save it down there in the corner, and he's out of bounds. So Missouri Valley will come back the other way. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Haddock Center in Crete. Opening round of the Doane College Classic here. Hastings starting their second weekend of action of the 2012-2013 season. There's Missouri Valley coming back with the ball. Jordan Epps, he's double-teamed on the far sideline. Out to Michael Connor. Connor goes on the wing, the left side to Standler. Plays it inside. This is going to be Lawrence Brown. His shot from point-blank range is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it away, now to Alex Thayer. Thayer hustles it back into the forecourt to Aaron Reyes. Reyes on the right sideline, reverses the ball to Bacon. Bacon now to Marvin, back to Bacon. Entry pass to get it inside. A shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn broke loose inside and hits a second field goal. 19-13. Hastings College has built a six-point lead now halfway through this first half from Crete. Here's Jordan Epps with the ball. Epps just across the timeline. Picked up out there by Alex Thayer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now left side. That's Standler. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer. Thayer runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Spins there as he brings it into the offensive zone. The Dane Bacon feeds it inside now to Marvin, right side of the lane. Marvin takes it down on the baseline. We got a foul called. Trying to hold him out of there. Personal foul is going to be called on the Missouri Valley Vikings. It's going to go on Christian Williams. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 5 on Missouri Valley. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Broncos here early in the ball game, 7 out of 11 from the field for 63%. Broncos hitting 1 out of 4 from three-point range, 25%. Missouri Valley 6 out of 13 from the field in the first half of this first half. 46%, 33% from three-point territory. Broncos so far out-rebounding Missouri Valley 7-4 in the first 10 minutes. Hastings playing it in. Yet another whistle stops play here. The Broncos will play it in again. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. 9:29 to play in the first half. Broncos 19, Vikings 13. Bacon from the top of the key. His shot's going to be too strong. Rebounded by Missouri Valley as they come back the other way. Quickly with the ball down the lane he goes. That's going to be Cooper. His shot is up there in a charging foul. And Michael Cooper runs over a Bronco defender down the lane there. Michael Cooper picks up the offensive charging foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7, they say, now on Missouri Valley. So Hastings will get the ball here in backcourt. The Broncos trying to build on a six-point lead here. 19-13. Hastings with the lead. With the basketball there is going to be Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game. Now to Wells. Comes to the near sideline. Dane Bacon gets it to Wells. Reyes. Now left side. Alex Thayer again. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. And then Hastings It's called for being out of bounds there. Got it into the hands of Brent Wells on the right side of the lane, but Wells had his foot touching the end line there, so the Broncos turn it over. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings here in this first half of play. Here comes Brady Lohman back into the ball game, replacing Aaron Reyes. 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Missouri Valley by a score of 19-13. In men's college basketball action tonight, here's David Smith with the ball. Left-handed dribble, taking it down to the left sideline. Now bounce pass inside the shot, zipping in. Lawrence Brown scores there on the assist from David Smith. 19-15, Hastings in the lead. Bacon has got the ball. His pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. Here's Epps with the ball. Nice feed down low, and a shot is up and in. That's Michael Connor with the ball. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Back-to-back field goals there by the Missouri Valley Vikings. They've got a 2-point deficit to make up here. We'll take a break with 8:39 to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 19, Missouri Valley 17.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College women's basketball team was in action this afternoon at the Kansas Wesleyan Classic. Hastings losing to the number 3 ranked team in the nation, the College of the Ozarks, 74-65. So Hastings now 1-3 on the season. They'll play John Brown University tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Hastings College men looking for their third straight win here to begin the 2012-2013 season. Broncos have a 19-17 lead over Missouri Valley. Here's Jake Marvin, double-teamed inside, kicks it back out. Bacon for three, shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Missouri Valley ball. Last touch there by Alex Thayer of Hastings. So Missouri Valley will play things in here in backcourt with James Pope. Pope pulling on the ball. Hastings attacking back here defensively. Bounce pass comes to a David Smith. He'll bring things up. He's double-teamed here in backcourt. Woolman goes for the steal, and a jump ball is called. Brady Lohman rips the ball out of there from the David Smith in backcourt. Gets the jump ball called, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Missouri Valley, so the Vikings will maintain control. One thing I've noticed right off of the bat here, Hastings much better defensively, I think, this year than we saw all of last season. Hastings very aggressive defensively here in this basketball game tonight with Missouri Valley looking good on defense. Jordan Epps has got the ball now for the Vikings of Missouri Valley. Left-handed dribble brings it to the 10-second line. Gets it into the offensive zone to James Pope. Pope now to Smith as he dribbles into the lane. Leaves it down low. That's Lawrence Brown. Kicks it back out of the wing. Nobody home. It's out of bounds, and they say it was last touch by Hastings. Ball was thrown out of bounds, but Hastings evidently deflected the ball out of there. So Missouri Valley will play things in. 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first half. 19-17. Hastings College with the lead. Jordan Epps with the ball out here in three-point territory. Broncos still man-to-man here. There's a James Pope with the ball. Hands it away to Cooper at the top of the key. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Cooper drives inside. Off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound David Smith. He's got it offensively here for Missouri Valley to get the fresh 35 on the shot clock. 7:35 to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 2-point lead. 19-17. High post. James Pope has got the ball. Now to Epps. He's double-teamed here on the left sideline. Epps gets it away. Here's Lawrence Brown with it now to Michael Cooper. Cooper looks at the clock. We're down to 14 on the shot clock. Getting some instructions from his coach down here on the near sideline. Michael Cooper spins at the elbow, puts up an off-balance shot. It's up there and in. Michael Cooper, he scored 11 points against Hastings last Friday night. He's already got 4 here in this ball game, and we are tied up at 19 points apiece now. 7 minutes to play here in the first half from the Doane College Classic in Crete tonight. Dylan Flynn with the ball. Leads it over to Dane Bacon down on the baseline. He drives it. Gets it to Zach Lena. Flips it back to Bacon. Deep in the right corner. Out to Lohman. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Good. Brady Lohman knocks down a three ball for Hastings. He's got 7 points here in the first half. Hastings 22. Missouri Valley 19. Jordan Epps on the dribble back the other way. Carson Bloom down to the ball game. Attacking in backcourt. Epps gets away. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's off of the back iron. No good. Zach Lena with a rebound. Zach clears it out to the left sideline. Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson moves it down to the baseline. Bacon drives toward the hole. The shot is up there and in. Dane Bacon now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings had opened up a 5-point lead again. 24-19, 6:15 to play here in the first half from Crete. Here's a Jordan Epps with the ball. Moves it over here on the left sideline to a David Smith. Calls out the play. Goes out to Epps again. Over in the far sideline to Cooper. Cooper now to Pope to the near sideline again to David Smith. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Short little jumper by James Pope. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman of Hastings. Lohman running back the other way. Drives it in the hole. The shot's blocked, but a foul is called. And Lohman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College as he is fouled into play. That's going to go on David Smith. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 8 on the Vikings here in this first half. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Brady Lohman is already 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Goes to the stripe again. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He scored 22 last week in the ball game against Baker. That was the second ball game of the season. Lohman had 13 against the Missouri Valley last Friday night. The shot from the free throw line is no good. That is a rare occurrence. Right there is a Lohman misses his second free throw of the season. He had less than 10 misses a year ago. I can remember that. He was almost Mr. Automatic at the free throw line for Hastings College. Lohman with 7 points in this first half. The Broncos have a 5-point lead, 24-19. Here comes the second shot by Lohman. It's up there and in. So Brady Lohman hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings has built a 6-point lead now, 25-19. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Jordan Epps has got the ball for Missouri Valley. Runs it down the right sideline. Picked up there by Carson Bloom. Cross-court pass comes over here to Connor. They reverse the ball and gets it back on the right wing. Jordan Epps with the ball. Epps gets it into the hands of Standler, driving down the right side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner to Epps. He's double-teamed. The ball is going to be deflected and is picked up here by Hastings. Picked up there by Carson Bloom. That's the 6th turnover on Missouri Valley in the ball game. Bloom has now got the ball as he spins at the 10-second line. Foul is going to be called here on Epps. That's going to be the first foul in Jordan Epps. Team foul number 9 on Missouri Valley here in this first half of play. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Lance really likes this kid, the freshman out of Minden, Nebraska. Carson Bloom was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line a week ago. Scored 5 points against Missouri Valley last Friday night. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose out to the free throw line, and we've got a whistle and a timeout is called at the bottom of the stack. There was a James Pope, and he got possession just long enough to call the timeout. So Missouri Valley will get the possession. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 25, Missouri Valley 19.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Hastings College men's basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing Missouri Valley here in this first ball game. A second contest will feature the Doane College Tigers and their new head coach, Jim Weeks, who came on during the offseason from Beatrice after a successful career as a high school coach at Beatrice. Now the head man at Doane. They will play Tabor College in the second ball game, and then they'll just flip-flop tomorrow. Hastings will take on Tabor in a 2 o'clock ball game tomorrow afternoon. Broncos will have their home opener next Tuesday night against Nebraska Kearney. And then next Saturday, Hastings will be into the conference season already as Morningside will be in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader next Saturday. So we'll finish off with the Hastings College football team tomorrow afternoon in their ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan at home. Then a week from tomorrow, we've got to college basketball for the rest of the season. Missouri Valley trailing Hastings College here early in this ball game, 25-19. We are in the first half. Jordan Epps with the ball. Epps moves it into the offensive zone against Bloom. Throws it on the wing to Cooper. Shot for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound underneath the basket. A follow shot up there. No good by Pope. Long rebound. It comes out to Bacon. Bacon has got the ball for Hastings College. Running her back the other way. Here's Lohman. Fakes the 3. Dribbles inside the ring. Gives it away now to Bacon. And he's going to be called for being out of bounds. Bacon got the feed from Lohman, but he was out of bounds here on the near sideline. Turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. 4:53 to play in the first half. Hastings leading Missouri Valley by the score of 25-19. Broncos again attacking in backcourt. Epps has got the ball, works back there against the Bloom of Hastings. Epps on the trot, approaching the 10-second line. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now dribbles behind his screen. Gets the ball away and is going to be intercepted. A bounce pass intercepted by Lena. He brings it into the offensive zone. The ball deflected away again. The scramble is on. Lena grabs the ball, and now we're going to have a jump ball called. Hastings got the turnover, but they were careless coming back into the offensive zone there. The ball deflected away. Hastings will get it on the alternating jump, so the Broncos will play things in here on the near sideline. 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Missouri Valley by a score of 25-19. Broncos looking for their third straight win to begin the season here tonight. Loman will play things in. They're mopping up here. A little housekeeping chore here from the officials who are set to go now. And Loman will play things in for Hastings here on the near sideline. Bronco basketball for you here tonight from the Doan College Classic in Crete, Nebraska. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom comes out to Bacon. Left side of the lane. Woolman hops in the lane. Can't put up a shot. Throws it back out here to Bacon. And he grabs the ball near the 10-second line. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. 13 seconds. Carson Bloom now goes to the free throw line to Flynn. Flynn in trouble. Now gets the ball away to Woolman. He loses control of the ball, but it's poked out of his hands there by Jim Thomas, and Hastings will play things in. Broncos will have 5 seconds now on the shot clock to work with it. They'll play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will trigger things in for the Broncos. He holds it, goes in the deep left corner. That's Zach Lena with the ball. Lena with 2 seconds. He forces up a shot. It's up there. It's good at the end of the shot clock. An off-balance shot there by Zach Lena. He knocks one down from about 12 feet away at the end of the shot clock. Hastings now leading 27-19. 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete. Michael Connor with the ball. Connor comes to Jim Thomas. Thomas on the left side of the lane. Now to Epps. Gets it back over here. Now Epps is double team. Throws it down the near sideline to a Diatta. Diatta, 25 feet away from the basket. Dribbles inside. Spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Lohman on the weak side. Brady Lohman runs her back the other way. Long pass down the floor to Bacon. Entry pass to get it inside to Lena. Goes for the hole and he's fouling the play. Nick Diatta got a knee in there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 10. On Missouri Valley here in the ball game. So now Hastings will go to the free throw line for some foul shots here. Zach Lena going to the line. He was an 80% foul shooter a week ago in the two ball games. Hit 4 out of 5 in their season opening wins over Missouri Valley and also Baker University. He misses this one here. Zach Lena will have one more. He scored 7 points a week ago against the Vikings. Hastings has their biggest lead in the ball game. It's 8 points now. At 27-19 with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Lena. Hastings now leading 28-19. The Broncos right now on a 9-0 run. This ball game was tied at 19 points apiece with 7 minutes to play. We're now down to 3:20 to play in the first half. Hastings has scored the last 9 points here in the contest. Michael Connor, double team at the baseline, puts up a shot. It's up there. It is in, and he's fouling the play. Michael Cooper goes tumbling down to the hardwood here, and he is fouled in the play, gets the field goal. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. So Michael Cooper will go to the line here. End of the ball game now is going to be Lawrence Brown. Going out will be Nick Diatta. So going to the free throw line is going to be Connor. Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Michael Connor goes to the free throw line to try to complete the 3-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. So Hastings has a 7-point lead, 28-21. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom on a high post. They get it to Marvin. Marvin right at the top of the 3-point line. Over here now to Carson Bloom. Dribbles in the lane, gives away to Zach Lena. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes over to the far sideline. Dane Bacon out of the free throw line. Marvin shot up and in. Jake Marvin hits one from the charity stripe there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 9-point lead. It is 30-21. Now with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete. Jordan Epps with the ball. Epps gets it away. Pass back out on top. It's James Pope to the far sideline to Cooper. His shot from 17 rattles home. Or just beyond the 3-point circle. Michael Connor gets the three ball there. Now it's a 30-20. Actually, that's a long two-pointer thrown up there by Michael Connor. Now we got a foul back the other way. Personal foul called. That's going to go on to James Pope. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. He has not scored yet tonight. A long shot there by Michael Connor was a two-pointer. And now Carson Bloom goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. That's 10 fouls plus on the Missouri Valley here in this first half. So this will be a two-shot opportunity. And the shot is up there by Bloom. It is up and in.
Christian Williams.
Bloom scored 8 points in the two ball games a week ago. He gets his first point of the ball game here. And Hastings back out on top by 8 points. It's 31-23. With 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half. Carson Bloom will have one more. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Missouri Valley. Lawrence Brown with the board. Gives it away down to Jordan Epps. Epps trumps it across the 10-second line here as he works against Lohman out top. There's Jim Thomas with the ball. Out of Williams. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball. His shot is up there. That's Lawrence Brown. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Down to Lohman. Back the other way to Bacon on the far sideline. Bounce pass on the low block. That's Lohman. Spins on the baseline. Loses control of the ball. And it's going to be Missouri Valley ball as Lohman lost control of it out there and lost it down low on the block left side. So that's going to be turnover number 8 on Hastings here in the first half. 1:59 to go in this first half. Hastings on the top of Missouri Valley by the score of 31-23. Jordan Epps bringing the ball back now for the Vikings. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Gets away from Aaron Reyes, who's back into the ball game. Now to Jim Thomas. Thomas goes to Lawrence Brown. Brown goes over on the right side, down to Michael Cooper. Here's a Christian Williams with the ball. Swings it left side to Jordan Epps. Back down in the corner with the ball. There is Jim Thomas. Penetrates inside. Here's a bounce pass across the lane. It's going to be kicked by Hastings. And Missouri Valley will play things in. Underneath their own basket here with a minute and 34 seconds to play. Actually going to whistle a foul, I think, on Woolman. And still Missouri Valley will play things in. Lohman picks up his first personal foul. 9 seconds on the shot clock as Missouri Valley works with it here in their offensive zone. Jordan Epps driving it down the right side of the lane. His shot off of the glass is going to be no good. The ball tipped around and it's picked up here by Lena. Zach Lena has got the ball for Hastings College. Lena gets it away now to Carson Bloom down the near sideline. Bloom gets away, dribbles behind his screen, takes it down on the low block right side. Down to Lena. Out to Woolman, spins it off on the left side to Aaron Reyes. Reyes holds it. Bounce pass goes inside. Marvin, his shot is up there right-handed. No good. Tip try is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Ball still being tipped around. Lena grabs the ball. Zach has got it in the lane. Kicks it out to Reyes. Three-pointers up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Michael Cooper. Cooper runs it down the near sideline for Missouri Valley. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 31-23. We've got 45 seconds to play now here in this first half. Jordan Epps with the ball. Epps, bounce pass, comes to the top of the key. That's going to be a Jim Thomas, now to Cooper. Cooper gets it out of Jordan Epps behind the screen, dribbles into the lane. Back out to the free throw line, now to Connor, deep in the left corner. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound into the lane by Brown, goes back up, shot good. Lawrence Brown gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now has a 6-point lead at 31-25. 16 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete. Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady comes over here on the near sideline. Holding it there is Carson Bloom. Carson trying to get away. Out of Marvin. Bounce pass goes inside of Lohman and a foul is going to be called. Lohman posted up right side of the lane. They got him the ball and he's fouling the play.
Missouri Valley fouls number 4, Michael Connor. Second
Michael Connor foul. Picks up the personal foul for Missouri Valley. That's going to be his second. Over the 10-foul limit here in the first half. So Lohman goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. Whereas he's got 8 points in the ball game. Lohman will have a couple of shots here, and this one is up there. It's good.
Broncos number 5, Alex Thayer.
Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. He's going to replace Jake Marvin. Hastings has got a 7-point lead, 32-25, with 4.4 seconds to play now here in the first half. Lohman will have another free throw toss here. Lohman's got the ball, throws it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Missouri Valley down the left sideline. Epps back to the center of the quarter. Shot is up there for 3. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings College battling back here after a little bit of a slow start. In fact, the Broncos fell behind 5 5-0. Hastings coming back to tie the score at 7 points apiece, and now the Broncos have a 7-point lead here at halftime. We have reached halftime here in this ball game here tonight, the opening round of the Doane College Classic in Crete. The score at the break, Hastings 32, Missouri Valley 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Haddock Center in Crete, Nebraska tonight for the opening round of the Doane College Classic tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings looking for their third straight win to begin the season. So far, so good. The Broncos have a 7-point lead, 32-25. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Then Hastings College Spotlight tonight. Tyson Ebronik is going to talk with Gene Harriet about the activities going on next week for Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week on the Hastings College campus. So that is straight ahead here at halftime. The Broncos in the first half of play hitting 11 out of 20 from the field for 55%. A week ago against this team, Hastings shot 51% from the field. Broncos knocking down 2 out of 8 from behind the 3-point arc for 25%, and Hastings 8 out of 13 from the free throw line for 61%. Missouri Valley hitting only 41% from the field in the first half. They are 12 out of 29. The Vikings 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. And Missouri Valley 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Hastings out rebounding Missouri Valley 17-13 here in the first half. The Broncos have got 9 turnovers in the ballgame. Missouri Valley has got 8. Hastings with no block shots and 4 steals. Missouri Valley with no block shots and 3 steals. Leading rebounders for Hastings so far, Zach Lena is getting the job done. He has got 8. Rebounds here in the first half, 1 on offense and 7 on defense. Meanwhile, Jake Marvin has got 4 rebounds for Hastings. He's got 1 on offense and 3 on defense. Leading rebounder for Missouri Valley in this first half is James Pope. He has got 3 boards after the first 20 minutes. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings College, they're being led by Brady Lohman, who has got 9 points in the ball game. And also Jake Marvin, who has got 9 points. Lohman so far is 2 out of 3 from the field and 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jake Marvin is 4 out of 7 from the field. He is 1 out of 2 from 3-point territory. So with Lohman and Marvin leading the way for Hastings with 9 points apiece. Dane Bacon has got 4 points today on a couple of field goals. 4 points also for Dylan Flynn on a couple of field goals. Zach Lena has knocked down a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 3 points. Also scoring the first half for Hastings was Brent Wells. He knocked down a couple of free throws for his 2 points. And then Carson Bloom is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. For Missouri Valley in this first half of play, their leading scorers so far, Michael Connor and also Lawrence Brown. Michael Connor has knocked down 4 2-point field goals for his 8 points. Lawrence Brown, likewise, he's got 4 2-point field goals and 8 points. The other scorers for the Vikings, Jordan Epps has got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 5. James Pope, he is 1 out of 5 from the field. There is only points in the ballgame. He's got 2 here at halftime. And also Nick Diana, he's got 1 field goal and 2 attempts. He's got 2 points here at halftime. So Hastings College has got the lead by the score of 32. The 25, the largest lead by Missouri Valley, was 5 points. That occurred at the 19-20 mark. And the largest lead for Hastings College in the first half was 9 points. That occurred at the 3:28 mark. The lead there was at 28-19 in favor of the Broncos. And right now, Hastings with a lead at halftime. It's Hastings College 32 and Missouri Valley 25. Stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. And Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half straight ahead. Again, the score at halftime, Hastings 32 and Missouri Valley 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. In just a minute, we'll name our Scholar Athlete.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is basketball star Brittany Wong from Sacramento, California. Brittany is a marketing major with a 3.6 GPA. She started 2 years for the Lady Broncos and was honorable mention in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She made the Dean's List 2 years in a row and enjoys glass blowing, longboarding, and playing frisbee. Once again, your Scholar Athlete of the Week, Brittany Wong. KHS Radio salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their efforts in the classroom and on the field. More halftime coverage is on the way. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening. We are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. You are listening to 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyson Ivronik, and it is time for the Hastings College Spotlight. Joining us this evening, we have Gene Harriet over with Hastings College. And first of all, Gene, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Gene, we brought you on the program this morning, or excuse me, we brought you on the program to talk a little bit about Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, and that's coming up next week. And just talk, there's so many things, and we brought you on the program in the past for this show and this week, but there's so many things that the college does get involved with Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. Talk just a little bit about the college's involvement with this week and how that all got started.
We've been doing activities for Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week for 8 years now. This year, we're packing meals on Friday, November 9th for Kids Against Hunger of Hastings. We plan to pack 50,000 meals. Then on Tuesday night, November 13th, we're making 1,600 sandwiches for the open table here in Hastings starting at 6 p.m. on campus. On the 14th, we're going to pack lunch bags for the open table in the student union during lunchtime. And then we'll have some other kinds of activities that happen next week as well. On Wednesday, November 14th, we'll have a chapel worship service, and that will be led by Father James Benton of Catholic Social Services. And the evening of the 14th, we will have a film called The Line, and the line is The Poverty Line. Then students have organized, and I think this is a pretty amazing thing, a Hunger and Homelessness 101 session that will run from 9 p.m. on the night of the 14th till 2 a.m. the next morning. And they're going to have speakers from Crossroads Rescue Mission, from the SASA and the YWCA, as well as films and talking about what it means to be hungry and homeless in America these days. Finally, and this is where the whole community can chip in, we're collecting warm things for children and their families who are on free and reduced lunches at the schools. We have a backpack program, and 62 families receive food for the weekends, and we want to give every one of the family members something warm for winter, a hat, a glove, scarf, coat. And we have collection boxes on campus and at all the local churches in town.
Once again, Hastings College participating once again in Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. Wanted to focus maybe just a little bit, let's backtrack and talk about to those different organizations within the community that Hastings College partners with, the Open Table, Catholic Social Services, Crossroads, the YWCA, SASA. Talking maybe just a little bit about that, is this kind of an eye-opening experience for some of the students there?
Oh, yes, it can be very eye-opening. Many students don't realize that there are hungry people in Hastings. The Open Table, when it began, was giving out 4,000 sack lunches a year. Now they're up over 40,000 sack lunches a year. That's an amazing amount given the small town that we live in. And so students have to really think to see that that's part of our community. They also are trying to understand what's happening in the world as well. So the Kids Against Hunger food will go to probably to Haiti, and Haiti's 90% of their crops, I've heard, were wiped out by Hurricane Sandy. So that means that there's going to be an even greater need in that country. Kids Against Hunger sends food all over the world, and also they keep some for emergencies here in Hastings as well. Hastings College has a partnership with 34 agencies in town, an official community partnership where we hope to send students to volunteer or do service work or internships, and then we try to meet the needs that the community identifies where we can help.
Once again, we're talking with Jean Harriet about Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week going on next week and the activities that Hastings College is participating in. Just have a brief time here left on the show, but Jean, you mentioned a little bit about how the community can help as far as the free and reduced lunches are concerned and the places where you have donations available. Talk maybe a little bit where those donations are located.
Well, we have donation boxes on the Hastings College campus in the library, the student union, and the science building. We have donation boxes at First Pres, at St. Paul's Lutheran, at First Congregational, and I'm actually not sure of all the other churches, but if anybody would like a donation box and doesn't have one or would like us to pick something up from you, give my email is jheriot@hastings.edu, and you can email me and we'll get a student over to pick things up.
All right, once again, Jean Harriet over with Hastings College. Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week is going to be going on next week, and we thank you for the past several years that you've been on this show talking about all the different events that are going on at the Hastings College campus. Thank you so much once again for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Stay tuned to 1230 KHS. The second half of Hastings College basketball is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned for the second half, straight ahead, on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Haddix Center in Crete tonight. Hastings College in the opening round of the Doan College Classic here this weekend. Broncos have the lead here at halftime over Missouri Valley by a score of 32-25, and play is back in. Missouri Valley with the opening possession. The Vikings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Hastings is led by as many as 9 points here in the ball game, as Missouri Valley has had a 5-point lead. That was right off the bat. And the Vikings go right to work down low. That's James Pope. He puts up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. Second field goal in the ball game for James Pope. He's got 4 points. And the Vikings are back to within 5 all of a sudden. 32-27. Lohman underneath the basket. Down in the corner. That's Alex Thayer. His shot is up there. It's good from 3. Alex Thayer from deep in the left corner. Hits a tray there for Hastings College. And the Broncos have the lead by a score of 35-27. Jordan Epps with the ball now for Missouri Valley. Gets it into the hands of David Smith. Now top of the key. That's Diana with the ball. Diana out of Michael Connor. Gets away from Marvin. And Marvin's going to be hit with a personal foul. Jake Marvin just picked up his third personal foul. So Jake in a little bit of foul trouble now early in the second half. First team foul in Hastings since halftime. Actually, they've only got Jake with 2 personal fouls up there. So Marvin with 2, but he's going to check out anyway. Coming in there for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. 35-27. Hastings with a lead here. Broncos looking for their third straight win to begin the season here tonight. Pope has got the ball now to Diana at the top of the key. Gives it away to Michael Connor. Now we got a personal foul call. An illegal screen set up over there trying to break Michael Connor loose. Nick Diana is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 1 on the Vikings here in the second half of play. Hastings leading by 8 points, 35-27, just underway here in the second half from Crete tonight. Hastings with the ball under offensive end. Flynn spins right side of the lane, puts up a shot, left-handed, it's up and in. Nice shot there by Dylan Flynn. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings leads by double digits for the first time tonight, 37-27. 18:40 to play here in the ball game. Over on the wing on the left side is David Smith. He gets away, takes it down on the baseline. His little short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Wells. He goes one-on-one, goes for the hoop, and a foul is called. Wells in transition, draws the personal foul. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for Hastings. He was mauled in the act of shooting. James Pope picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 2 on the Vikings here in the second half. And Wells to the free throw line for Hastings. Wells had a couple of free throws in the first half of play for his only scoring so far. Broncos leading by 10 points. It's 37-27. The shot is up there, and the shot is good by Wells. Hastings in the first half hit 8 out of 13 from the free throw line. End of the ball game now for Missouri Valley is going to be Lawrence Brown. Going out is going to be James Pope. Hastings now with an 11-point lead. They beat this team by 15 to start the season last week. Second shot by Wells is up there. It's going to be no good. So Hastings with an 11-point lead at 38-27. 18:22 to play here in the ball game. Jordan Epps with the ball right side of the lane. Out between the circles now to Michael Connor, to David Smith. He holds it to the right sideline now. Holding the ball over there is a Jordan Epps. Dribbles behind his screen, gets away. Running one-hander is up there and in. Jordan Epps now with 7 points in the ball game. 38-29, the Vikings back to within 9 points. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Woolman with it now, out here in three-point territory. They get it away to Alex Thayer. Bounce pass deflected. Thayer picks it back up. Comes the Woolman back outside to Dane Bacon. Dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there. Off-balance shot, no good, but he's hammered on the play. Bacon goes down, and a personal foul is called here on the Vikings. And the foul is going to go on David Smith. That's going to be his third. Third foul on David Smith, and the third team foul already in the Vikings here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings in the active shooting was Dane Bacon. Bacon 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe a week ago in their 2 ball games. Has not been there tonight until now. The shot from the free throw line is no good. Bacon scored 14 points against Missouri Valley last Friday night. He's got 4 so far tonight. Here comes Jim Thomas back into the ball game. Here comes Christian Williams back in now for the Vikings of Missouri Valley. A team that comes in here from Marshall, Missouri. Hastings leading by 9 points, 38-29. Next one is up there. It's in. So Bacon hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings again leading by 10 points at 39-29. Jordan Epps with the ball. Cross-court pass dump comes to Cooper. Now to Lawrence Brown to Epps. Out here near the 10-second line. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Picked up there by Alex Thera of Hastings. On the left wing is Thomas. And now we got a whistle away from all the action again on the opposite side of the court here. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Missouri Valley.
Missouri Valley foul number 33. Lawrence,
Lawrence Brown picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four already on Missouri Valley in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. They've got four personal fouls. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 39-29. Here's Lohman for a three. A shot up there. Bingo. Brady Lohman hits his second three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 12 points. Hastings now leading 42-29. And Missouri Valley wants to call a timeout. Brady Lohman knocks down a big three-pointer for Hastings, and the Broncos have a 13-point lead. We'll take a break with 17:08 to play in the basketball game. The score, Hastings 42, Missouri Valley 29.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually. And for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football coming up tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos closing out their 2012 campaign at home as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Last four games in this series have been decided by 7 points or less. It's expected to go to down to the wire again tomorrow. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on the air with the Tony Harper pregame show. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon with a kickoff at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field at 1 o'clock. The Hastings College men's basketball team has built a 13-point lead here in the second half with 17:08 to play. 42-29 is the score. Hastings College women's basketball team lost to the third-ranked team in the country today, the College of the Ozarks. They're playing in the Kansas Wesleyan Tournament. Hastings losing to Ozarks 74-65, so the Hastings College women are now 1-3 on the season, and their new head coach, Kerry Hostetter. 42-29 here. Missouri Valley will play in the ball here in backcourt. Christian Williams has got it. Gives it back into the hands of Jordan Epps. Hastings attacking back here defensively. There's a ball poked away by Lohman, but it's picked up here by Lawrence Brown. Brown comes over here to Jordan Epps. Epps brings it back into the offensive zone here for the Vikings. Epps with the ball out here in three-point territory. Being pressured. Gets it out of the hands of Lawrence Brown. Now to Jordan Epps. Again, he's double-teamed. Back out to Jim Thomas at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up and in by Christian Williams, and he's fouled in the play. Hastings attacking out here in three-point territory. Very aggressive out there. Finally, they had a bounce pass inside to Christian Williams. He puts up a little half-hook shot there that goes down through the hole. And he is fouled in a play here by Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So Williams in the free-throw line to try to convert on this three-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. So Hastings has an 11-point lead still at 42-31. 16.5 minutes to play. Alex Thera with the ball. Down to Flynn. Near side, Bacon for three. Shot no good. Ball tapped out. It comes to the near sideline, and all the Broncos point their way. The guys in the black and white shirts point the other way. Missouri Valley will play things in here on the near sideline. Hastings 42, Missouri Valley 31. Second half of play here tonight at Crete. Here's Lawrence Brown with the ball. Double team. A pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Seventh turnover now on the Missouri Valley Vikings. Hastings with the ball back the other way. Here's Brady Lohman on the near sideline. Lohman comes out between the rings to Thera. Thera moves it over to Dane Bacon. Now to Thera again. 35 feet away from the basket. Over on the right side as Bacon. Two-handed pass comes on the near sideline. Lohman with the ball. Tries to bring it back out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Epps. He spins. The ball is going to be taken away. Taken away there by Thera. Dribbles behind his back. Comes over here to Brady Lohman. A nice flip on the right side. Dane Bacon. He drives. A scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lawrence Brown. Long pass down the floor to Epps. He goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Epps comes back and gets a field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play. Each team with a couple of turnovers there. Up and down the floor is like a hockey match. And finally, Jordan Epps gets the field goal to go down after he was fouled in a play by Woolman. That's the second foul on Woolman. Going to the free throw line now for Missouri Valley is going to be Jordan Epps. Epps so far in the ball game with 9 points. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good by Epps. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 42-34, Hastings College with an 8-point lead. Broncos have got 9 turnovers so far in the ball game. Missouri Valley has got 10. Broncos now have an 8-point lead at 42-34. Here's Woolman with the ball on the wing. Comes out on top. That's Alex Thayer. Thayer now to Dane Bacon right in front of the Bronco bench. Out to Alex. Now down in the corner. That's Woolman. Puts a man in the air. Drives the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out on top. That's Jake Marvin. Marvin to the far sideline. Out of Bacon. Down in the opposite corner. Left side. Woolman for three. Shot good. Brady Woolman knocks down a 3-ball from the deep left corner. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Woolman had 13 a week ago against this team. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead, 45-34. Missouri Valley coming back with the basketball. Lawrence Brown gets into the hands of Michael Cooper. Cooper here on the near sideline, picked up out there by Thera of Hastings defensively. Here's a Christian Williams with the ball. Williams down to Jim Thomas. To Brown, bounce pass down low. Christian Williams, the shot is up and in. Christian Williams on a reverse layup scores there from Missouri Valley. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 45-36, Hastings with a lead. 14 and a half minutes to play. Here in the basketball game from Crete tonight. Woolman comes over to Dane Bacon, down in the corner to Flynn. Comes back out to Dane Bacon, down in the corner. Woolman, 17-footer, he hits another one. Brady Woolman knocks down a 17-foot jumper off of the left sideline. Woolman now has got 17 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 11, 47-36 with 14-12 remaining here in the ball game. Here's a Thompson with the ball. Thompson now to Christian Williams. Gets it in the hands of Cooper. Now to the free throw line to Brown. Traveling violation. All over him was Jake Marvin defensively. And a traveling violation is called on Lawrence Brown. That's 11 turnovers on the Vikings here in the ball game. End of the contest now for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom is in, going out. For the Broncos will be Alex Thayer. Dylan Flynn also checking out the lineup there for Hastings. And Zach Lena is back in there. Played 6 minutes now in the second half. 14 minutes to go. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 47-36. Here's Brady Woolman. Down to Carson Bloom. Sends it to Woolman for three. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Brady Woolman has got the stroke now. He's got 20 points in the ballgame. He has scored 11 already here in the second half. 11 points in the first 7 minutes or so. This is second half. Hastings now leading by 14 points. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a shot that ricochets off the glass. Nearly went down to the hole. Broncos pick her back up. Now they lose control of it. Back the other way to Cooper. His driving layup is good. Hastings turns it away. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings. Michael Cooper has now got 10 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is 12 and 50 to 38. Driving down the lane, a shot by Bloom is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Carson Bloom, the freshman out of Minden, taking the ball in the hole there for Hastings. And he is fouled in a play here by Missouri Valley. That's going to go on Christian Williams. That's going to be his fourth foul. And Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. Broncos will play here again tomorrow. They'll take on Tabor College at a ball game at 2 o'clock. Tabor is going to be playing Doan in the second ball game at 8 o'clock tonight. Carson Bloom gets his free throw to go down. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. The score is now 51-38. Hastings with a 13-point lead as Carson Bloom will toe the mark for his second shot here. For Hastings College, his shot is up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Williams. Williams in backcourt and loses control of it as he tried to get it in the hands of Brody Thompson. He lost control of it out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. That's going to be the 12th turnover in Missouri Valley here in the ballgame. Hastings will inbound baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Woolman will trigger things in for the Broncos. Woolman looking, has to come way out on top. That's Carson Bloom with the ball, two-handed pass, back down in the corner. Here's Woolman again. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Zelina saves it. Zach gets it into the hands of Jim Thomas, though. Thomas back the other way from Missouri Valley. There's a Thompson with the ball. He seems dropping back in their man-to-man defense. Thompson comes over here to a Jim Thomas. Thomas out between the circles now to Christian Williams. Williams hands the ball away. That's going to be Thompson down to the free throw line. Here's a jumper put up there. No good by Lawrence Brown. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. He wants to run her back the other way. Bloom gets the ball now to Hamburger. He drives inside, loses control of the ball. It goes ricocheting off of the glass, and the rebound comes down to Missouri Valley. Jim Thomas with the ball now for the Vikings. Hastings still with a 13-point lead, 51-38. There's a Christian Williams with the ball, and he's going to lose control of it out of bounds right in front of the Vikings bench. Hastings getting some pressure over there from Jake Hamburger, but Williams loses the ball out of bounds. That's 13 turnovers now on the Vikings here in the ballgame. 12-18 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by a score of 51-38. Bringing the ball up now for the Broncos is going to be Brady Lohman. He's had a good second half, and now he's going to be checked here right at the 10-second line. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Missouri Valley. So the personal foul on the Missouri Valley is going to be Jordan Stamp, who is in the ball game now. Jordan Stamp, number 24, is a 6-foot sophomore from Washington, Missouri. And here's another whistle and an elbowing foul here on the weak side for Missouri Valley.
Missouri Valley fouls on number 33, Lawrence.
That's going to go on Lawrence Brown. That's going to be his third personal foul. And now Missouri Valley has sent the Broncos into the bonus here early in the second half with 12:04 to play. Hastings now in the bonus. And Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line. He's leading all scores. He's got 20 points in the ballgame. He's got 11 since halftime. Lohman 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. Make it 5 of 7 as that one hits bottom. And Brady Lohman will have one more. Brady averaged 17.5 points per ball game a week ago in the two ball games over this Missouri Valley team and against Baker. Broncos looking for a scoring punch after losing Tobin Reinwald before the season even got started. Reinwald was the leading scorer and the leading rebounder from Hastings from a year ago. 52-38, Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here's a second shot by Lohman is up there and in. And the Broncos now lead by 15 points, 53-38. That's the same margin of victory they won against this team to start the season last week at 75-60. Missouri Valley back with the ball here on the right sideline. Stamp has got it. Back out to the top of the circle to Brown. Drives it down the lane. Cut off there. Goes over on the wing to Thompson. Back inside. There's a little hook shot by Brown. Is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Lawrence Brown, he's a big dude. Got a little hook shot in there to go down. Lawrence Brown is 6'8" and a junior out of Chicago, Illinois. He is fouling the play here. Now he'll go to the free throw line trying to make this a 3-point play. The foul was whistled on Marvin. That's going to be his third. Brown has got 10 points in the ball game. Here's a free throw. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger out of the hands of Woolman, and he'll bring things up. 11:35 to play in the ball game. Hastings 53, Missouri Valley 40. Here's Jake Hamburger. Dribble penetration. Cut off. Comes out here to Woolman. Back to Hamburger. Cranks up a 3-ball. And shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Missouri Valley. Running back the other way is Jordan Epps. Epps taking inside the 3-point arc. Top of the key. Brown has got it. Bounce pass down low. That's Pope. Loses control of the ball. And it's picked up here by Hastings. Turnover number 14 on Missouri Valley. Lohman comes back the other way for Hastings. The Broncos have a 13-point lead with 11 minutes to play. Here's Jake Hamburger. Goes over there to Carson Bloom. Bloom sends it down low. Block right side. There's a little hook shot there by Marvin. It's up and in. A left-handed hook shot there by Jake Marvin. He's now got 11 in the ball game, and the Broncos again lead by 15, 55-40. There's a Thompson with the ball now for the Vikings. Right sideline. They get it to Stamp, who stays in there. Back out to a Jordan Epps. Sends it over to Thompson. Here's a feed back inside. A little hook shot there by Pope is going to be no good, but a long rebound comes out to Epps. Grounds the ball in front of the scorer's table. Gets a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Thompson has got the ball on the dribble down to the baseline. Dishes off inside, and the shot is up and in. James Pope scoring there. He's got 6 points. The assist to Thompson. Back the other way is Hamburger. He throws it in the lane to Zach Lena. Powers his way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Lena gets the field goal to go down. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. Now Zach Lena goes to the free throw line here to try to convert on a 3-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on James Pope. That's going to be his fourth foul. So now Missouri Valley getting into some foul trouble. Pope has got 4. Lawrence Brown has got 3. Christian Williams has got four personal fouls for the Vikings. Zach Lena goes to the free throw line. Lena's now got 5 points in the basketball game for Hastings College. And Lena will have one shot here as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. Shot good. Nothing but twine there for Zach Lena. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance Creech calls a timeout. 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings 58, Missouri Valley 42.
Relax. Relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College football team will close out their season tomorrow in a contest against Nebraska Wesleyan at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll be on the air with the Tony Harper pregame show at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. Our kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Hastings trying to break a three-game losing streak in that ball game tomorrow to finish the season out. Nebraska Wesleyan comes to town. They have won their last four ball games. So Hastings and the Prairie Wolves and Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. They're on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College men's basketball team trying to improve to 3-0 in this young basketball season with a victory here tonight. The Broncos so far so good. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Here's Thompson with the ball now as we approach the halfway point of the second half. Thompson goes to Connor. Connor comes out here into three-point territory to Epps. Brings it back to Michael Connor on the right sideline. Shot for three. Good. Michael Connor nails the three ball from the right sideline. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 58-45. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Brady Woolman now. Left-handed dribble back in the offensive zone. Hits it a hamburger. High post. Jake Marvin at the free throw line. Back out to Jake. Down in the corner, there's Woolman with the ball. At the hamburger, swings it right side now. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson, dribble penetration underneath the basket. Swings it back around to Woolman. Back out to hamburger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Tip try by Bloom, no good. Tip try is up and in. Jake Marvin's going to be credited with a tip there. And the field goal, he's now got 13. 60-45. Hastings with a 15-point lead. 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Thompson with the ball. Now to Michael Connor. Dribbles into the lane. His little 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Carson Bloom. His pass is nearly intercepted. It's lost out of bounds. Michael Cooper nearly pulls that one out of the air there for Missouri Valley. Hastings will play things in as Cooper lost it out of bounds. So Jake Hamburger plays things in for Hastings College. He will get it into Carson Bloom. At the top of the key, this is going to be Marvin. He drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Zach Lena. Lena trapped on the baseline. Kicks it back out here to Bloom. Top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Carson Bloom. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 62-45. Hastings now leading by 17 points. There's a Jordan Epps with the ball. Dribble penetration. Loses control of it. It's loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Marvin. Gets it in the hands of Zach Lena. Lena down in the hands of Brent Wells. Who's back into the ball game for Hastings. There's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes out here to Woolman. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Missouri Valley. Down the right sideline is Jordan Epps. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 62-45. Right sideline is Thompson with the ball. Thompson dishes away now to a Christian Williams. Down on the baseline to Epps. His shot from about 10 feet away is up and in. Jordan Epps now with 12 points in the ball game, 62-47. Hastings by 15. Just under 8 minutes to play here in the contest. Carson Bloom, right wing, hands it away there. Brady Woolman back out to Lena. Dribble penetration. His pass is deflected. Lena trying to take the ball back to the right sideline to Bloom, and the ball was deflected out of bounds by Jordan Epps of Missouri Valley. So Hastings will play things in. Still 21 seconds left in the shot clock. And Brent Wells will play things in for the Broncos. Brant Wells will get her in here to Alex there. They're dribbling with the basketball. Hastings right now hitting a cool 66% here in the second half. He shot the ball well. Here's another three-pointer. It's been up there and in. Dane Bacon nails a three-pointer. Hastings in the second half, 10 out of 15 before that last shot. So they're shooting about 50% for the ball game against this team. Here's a shot from the elbow, left side. It's up and in. Christian Williams scoring there. He's got 6 points. Missouri Valley, they're hitting 50% of their field goals for the second half as well, but they cannot slice into this Hastings College lead, 65-49. Here's Hamburger underneath the basket. A shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger, the transfer from Morningside College, gets the field goal there for Hastings. Hamburger now with 2 points in the ball game, 67-49. Hastings College has got the lead. There's a Lawrence Brown with the ball back out to the top of the key. Epps throws one up. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn for Hastings. Flynn gets it to Thayer, who throws the ball away. It's going to be picked up by Morningside, rather by Missouri Valley. And we got a foul call here. Foul call is on Hastings. That's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. That's their 12th turnover in the ball game. Then they come in a personal foul. Alex Thayer picks up his first. So Missouri Valley has got 18 fouls here in the second half. Hastings has got 5. The Broncos still protecting an 18-point lead here in this ball game. 6:41 to play in the contest. There's a pass off of the inbound. It's going to be intercepted by Thayer. Thayer then loses control of the ball. Alex Thayer got the interception from the near sideline, drove it all the way down the floor, and lost the ball underneath the basket. 16 turnovers on Missouri Valley, 13 on Hastings. Vikings will play things in. With 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this one, Hastings will play Tabor College tomorrow afternoon. In the second day of the Dillon College Classic, they'll go at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And now what do we have? Another whistle. We're going to have a violation here against the Missouri Valley. It's going to be a 10-second violation in backcourt, I think. Missouri Valley going to be hit with their 17th turnover. Here are we. The official is going to confer here. We got to Missouri Valley will play things in again back here in backcourt, evidently. Talking with Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings on the far sideline. Evidently, Lance agrees with everything. And Missouri Valley will again play things in here in backcourt. So no turnover charge to the Vikings there. Missouri Valley has got the ball. Here's a Nick Diana who's back into the ball game. Vikings have the ball. David Smith brings it into the offensive zone as Hastings was attacking there in backcourt. David Smith now with it with 23 seconds left in the shot clock. David Smith is double teamed. Goes over there to Williams. His shot from the wing. Good. Christian Williams scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 67-51. Hastings leading by 16. Alex Thayer with the ball in backcourt. Races it back into the offensive zone. Thayer comes over here to Jake Hamburger. Nice pass down low, but Wells wasn't ready for it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 on Hastings. That's one thing Lance is not happy with after the two ball games played last weekend. Broncos are averaging 26 turnovers per ball game. They've done a good job here tonight slicing into that total. Just 14 in this contest against Missouri Valley. Just under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings 67, Missouri Valley 51. Broncos led this thing at halftime by 7, 32-25. Jordan Epps circles around underneath the basket, throws it back to the wing on the left side. Diana's shot from about 12 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn hands it away now to Alex Thayer. Here come the Broncos. Thayer down in the corner to Hamburger. Fakes the shot, hops into the lane, throws it over in the wing on the right side to Bacon. Down in the corner to Wells. Back to Bacon on the right wing. Back down to Wells. And now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Missouri Valley. That's going to go on Nick Diana. That's going to be his third personal foul, the ninth teamer on Missouri Valley. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 6 points in the ball game so far. Leading scorer for Hastings has been Brady Lohman in this ball game. He's got, 22. Also in double figures is Jake Marvin. He's got 13. And a shot from the free throw line by Dylan Flynn is going to be up there and in. So the first free throw in the ball game for Dylan Flynn. The score is down 68-51. Next shot is going to be up there by Flynn. And that one hits the front iron and rolls off the left side. No good, but I think somebody was in the lane too soon. And that's the case. Diana was in the lane too soon there for Missouri Valley. So Hastings got another free throw here from Flynn. He eyes the bucket, lets this one fly, and his shot is up there and in. So Dylan Flynn hits the free throw, and it's now a 68-51 ball game. Hastings leading by 17 points here in this one. Christian Williams with the ball. Now to a Jordan Epps. To Smith. Free throw line, Diana. His pass down the wing is going to be chipped, and it's going to be intercepted here by Flynn. Turnover number 18 in Missouri Valley. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer moves it down in the corner to Dane Bacon. Down to Thayer. Back down into Bacon in the corner left side. The third, 25 feet away from the basket. Here's Jake Hamburger. Spins left side of the lane. Nice move, and his shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger banks one home from Hastings from the left side of the lane. Jake now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 20, 71-51. And now we've got a turnover, I think, here in backcourt. It's going to go on David Smith. Or is it? They're going to give the ball to Missouri Valley. So Missouri Valley will just play things in. No foul called there on David Smith. Christian Williams will play things in, trailing by 20 points. Now with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here on this one. Here's Nick Diana with the ball. Diana gets it into the hands of Jim Thomas. Races the ball down the left sideline. Double team to a Diana. Down the near sideline to a Marcus Lampley, who is into the ball game for the first time. They reverse the ball, and they have it chipped out of bounds on the far sideline, trying to set up the Vikings over there for a long three-pointer, but the Broncos tipped the ball out of bounds. So Missouri Valley will play things in right in front of the Vikings bench with 4:32 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 20, 71-51. Here's Thompson down the lane. Nice pass down low. Williams can't hit the reverse layup, and the rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn. Flynn gets it down to Dane Bacon. He loses control of the ball. We've got a double dribble violation on Bacon. 71-51. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We got a coach's post-game show with Lance Creech before we get out of here tonight. A little special edition of men's college basketball tonight for a Friday night. Broncos looking for their third straight win, and so far so good. They got a 20-point lead. There's a pass into lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted there by Flynn. Broncos runner back the other way. Hamburger having problems with the dribble. Is picked up by Wells on the baseline. Wells has got the ball here for Hastings. They reset the offense. A pass out on top to Bacon. The ball deflected into the backcourt. Is picked up by Thayer. Thayer has got it for Hastings. And now Lance wants to call a timeout as the Broncos are having problems getting set up here in the offensive zone. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 71, Missouri Valley 51.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Go Patriots! And go driving in style with an 06 Pontiac Grand Prix. Has a dependable 3800 V6, great gas mileage, and 74,000 miles. Booked for $10,900. Yours for $9,475 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Lance Creech arguing one of the last couple of calls that the officials made out there. This timeout basically on the assistant coach and Maya Slough as he's into the huddle with 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Lance, you've got a 20-point lead, my man. Relax. 71-51 is the score. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Hastings will play Tabor College tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock back here in Crete. Broncos have their home opener for the 2012-2013 season next Tuesday against Nebraska Kearney. That's the first of two games they'll play with UNK this year. That one will be at home on Tuesday night, and Hastings will open up the conference season a week from tomorrow against Morningside. Hastings picked to finish 6th this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they're off to a good start. Maybe better than expected here. Hastings has got a 20-point lead over Missouri Valley here. In this ball game tonight, which would be their third straight win, second win over Missouri Valley in a week. Broncos with the ball in their offensive zone. Flynn has got it. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger to Bacon. Back out to Jake. Transfer from Morningside. Jake spins her again to the left side. Here's a long-range jumper by Bacon. That one won't go. A chip tries up and in by Flynn. I think that was actually tipped in there by Nick Diana, but Dylan Flynn is going to be credited with the field goal there as Diana tipped the ball up there and went down to the hole, but Diana plays for Missouri Valley. 73-51. Hastings down by 22. Here's a Thompson with the ball down the right sideline. Thompson brings it back out into three-point territory. Thompson dribbling with the ball there against there. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline to a Stamp, who's back in there. Back out to Epps, top of the key. Back down in the corner. Stamp fires up a three-pointer. Good. Jordan Stamp throws up a three-pointer. Out in the deep right corner. That's his first field goal of the ball game here for Missouri Valley. Now 73-54. Jordan Stamp hitting the three ball there, a sophomore out of Washington, Missouri. Here's Dane Bacon dribbling down the lane. His running one-hander is no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn, down in the corner. Thayer for three, shot good. Alex Thayer, that's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 6 points. Hastings leading by 22. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 76 at Missouri Valley 54.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College hitting 55% of their field goals so far tonight. They are 26 out of 47. The Broncos knocking down 41% of their three-pointers tonight. Missouri Valley not shooting terribly bad. They're 50% for the ball game tonight. 25 out of 50. They're just 3 out of 8 from behind the three-point mark for 37%. Hastings doing a great job on the boards tonight, out-rebounding Missouri Valley 33-21. And so far for the Broncos, leading the way is Brady Lohman. He's got 22 points. Jake Marvin has got 13. Dylan Flynn has got 10 points. Leading the way for Missouri Valley so far, Michael Connery has got 13 points here in the ballgame. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. But now Lance has gotten to the bench here with 2.5 minutes to play, and he's got a 22-point lead at 76-54. So everybody that came on the road trip here tonight is going to get into the ballgame. Here's Brody Thompson with the ball down from Missouri Valley. Gets away, throws it over here on the wing to Epps, top of the key. There's a Diana with the ball. Diana takes the ball down the lane all the way to the basket and scores. Nick Diana now with a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the basketball game. Hastings coming back the other way. Here's a Kale Anderson, a sophomore out of Dunning. Played at Dunning Sandhills High School for Hastings College. There's a feed that's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings. Here comes Missouri Valley back the other way. We're going to have a personal foul called. Jordan Epps trying to dribble that ball into the lane, taking it to the hole. But a personal foul is going to be called on Andrew Pryor of Hastings College. That's going to be Pryor's first foul. He's from Wilbur Claytonia, 6'4" inch junior for the Broncos. We're down to 2 minutes to play. There's a long-range jumper for three. Ashana's up and in. That's going to be Jordan's Stamp again. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hastings coming back. Here's a Krause with the ball. Now to Reyes. Ashana's up there. It's going to be no good from three-point territory. And the rebound comes down to Diana. Diana down to Jordan Epps into the offensive zone. Out here to Thompson with the ball. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Diana about 25 feet away from the basket to Jordan Epps. Gets it back out between the circles to Williams. It's passed in the lane. It's deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. That's Aaron Reyes with the ball. Now to Kale Anderson. The Reyes, the Anderson. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to a Brandon Krause, who's into the ball game now. There's a Matthew Nelson, a product out of Wilcox Hildreth, into the ball game. Goes to Reyes in the lane. The shot is up and in. Aaron Reyes hits his first field goal of the ball game and his first points of the season. Hastings now leading by a score of 78-59 with a minute to play here in this one. So the Broncos are going to go to 3-0 after this one here tonight. Here's a Missouri Valley with the ball. Back in their offensive zone, there's a bombs away three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Thompson, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Kale Anderson with the rebound to Aaron Reyes. Deep in the corner right side, and Nelson is up there and in a three-pointer. Matthew Nelson, a 6'2" junior from Wilcox Hildreth. Nails a three-pointer there for Hastings. And the lead now is 81-59 in favor of the Broncos with 30 seconds to play. Ball tipped into the backcourt, picked up by Thompson. Dribbles down the lane, throws it down on the baseline. Williams, a shot from 17, good. Christian Williams scoring there for Missouri Valley. He's now got 10 points. Hastings leading by 20, 81-61. Here's a Kale Anderson with the ball. They work it inside. Going for the hole, shooting and missing is going to be Andrew Pryor. Rebound comes down to Diana. Now with 12 seconds to play. Missouri Valley back in their offensive zone. Jordan Epps holding the ball here. Dribbles with it now outside against the Kale Anderson. Gets away, top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. Epps, no good. Ball tipped and goes out of bounds, and that's the ball game. Hastings College goes to 3 wins and no losses on the season as they beat Missouri Valley for the second time in the week. The Broncos breaking away from a 32-25 halftime lead. And they go on to beat Missouri Valley tonight by 20. Final score, Missouri Valley falling to Hastings. It's the Broncos 81 and the Vikings 61. Back with a recap after this.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Hanick Center in Crete tonight. Hastings College now 3-0 in the season as the Broncos beat Missouri Valley tonight by a score of 81-61. Broncos had a 32-25 halftime lead, and they outscore the Vikings in the second half 49-36. So the Broncos winning tonight by 20, 81-61. Hastings for the night hit 28 out of 51 from the field for 54.9%. The Broncos were 9 out of 21 on three-pointers for 42%. And Hastings hit 16 out of 24 from the free-throw line for 66%. Missouri Valley, they hit 28 out of 55 from the field tonight for 50.9%. 4 out of 11 from behind the arc for 36%. 1 out of 4 from the free-throw line for 25%. Hastings doing a good job on the boards tonight, out-rebounding Missouri Valley 34-23. Broncos had 17 turnovers in the ball game compared to 22 for Missouri Valley. The Broncos had no block shots and 12 steals. Missouri Valley had one block shot and 8 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings there in the ball game tonight was Zach Lena. He had 9 rebounds. Dylan Flynn had 8 rebounds and 7 for Jake Marvin tonight. Leading rebounder for the Vikings of Missouri Valley. They got 3 rebounds from James Pope and 3 from Nick Diana. Also picking up 3 rebounds was Lawrence Brown. So Hastings College wins this one by the score of 81-61. Largest lead for Missouri Valley was right off the bat as they scored the first 5 points of the ball game. Largest lead for Hastings was 22 points at the 3:36 mark down the stretch as the Broncos go on to win by the score of 81-61 here tonight. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, their leading scorer was Brady Lohman. He finishes with 22 points in the ball game. So Brady Lohman with 22. He scored 13 of those in the second half of play. Lohman was 6 out of 9 from the field tonight, 4 out of 6 from three-point territory, and 6 out of 8 from the free-throw line. Brady Lohman leads the way with 22. Also in double figures with Jake Marvin. He had 13. Dylan Flynn had 10 points. The other scorers for Hastings, we had Alex Thayer scoring 6. Brent Wells had 3 points. Dane Bacon had 8. Aaron Reyes had 2 points. Jake Hamburger had 4. Carson Bloom had 4. Zach Lena had 6. And Matthew Nelson had a 3-ball late in the ball game for his only points in the contest. Everybody that showed up tonight got to play tonight for head coach Lance Creech. So again, leading the way, Brady Lohman at 22 tonight for Hastings College. 4 players scored in double figures for Missouri Valley. Michael Connor had 13. Jordan Epps had 12 points tonight. Lawrence Brown had 10. Christian Williams had 10 points. Their other scorers, James Pope had 6. Nick Diana had 4 points. Jordan Stamp had 6. And that is it for Missouri Valley as they put 61 points on the board here tonight. So Hastings College wins it tonight by 20, 81-61. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight by 20 points over Missouri Valley, winning by the score of 81-61. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. 3 players knocked down the double digits in scoring here tonight for Hastings, led by Brady Lohman with 22 points. Also Jake Marvin with 13 and Dylan Flynn had 10 points tonight. Dane Bacon had a solid ball game tonight as he scores 8 points, dishes out 6 assists, and a couple of rebounds here in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Our new player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman had a great second half as he scores, 13 points in the second half. He ends up with 22 for the ball game, 6 out of 9 from the field today, 4 out of 6 from three-point territory, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Had 1 rebound that was on the defensive end. He scores 22 points, had 3 assists, and he had 2 steals as he played 29 minutes for the coach here tonight. Brady Lohman, our player of the game, as Hastings College knocks off Missouri Valley by a score of 81-61. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. More post-game news coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jim Brandt in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Hattick Center in Crete tonight. Hastings College wins it by the score of 81-61 over Missouri Valley as the Broncos improve to 3 wins and no losses on the season as Lance Creech has made his way back out of the locker room. And Coach, boy, you like to see those victories here tonight. I thought you guys played well for the most part in all areas of the game.
We got better, you know, and I think at this point in the season, I just told our guys, you know, take a week off between your first and your second game, or excuse me, your second and your third game. A lot of times it's very difficult to do because, you know, you're used to playing about two, sometimes three times a week, especially early on. That's the way our schedule kind of shaped up for us. And the big thing, you know, we had a really good practice yesterday. I thought we were a little bit lethargic coming out of the gate here. I think they had 13 points in the first three and a half minutes of the game, and then we held them to 12 the last 16 and a half minutes of the half, you know. So it took our offense a little bit while to get going. I thought in the second half we were much more aggressive with the basketball, especially getting it to the middle of the paint. I thought whether it would be on the pass or the drive. So, you know, still got some things to work on, but I'm very pleased with how hard our kids are playing at this point.
Coach, I think I mentioned it during the broadcast. One thing I noticed right off of the bat was how aggressive we were defensively. I think it's night and day compared to what we had maybe last year.
Well, and I think what you're finding there is you've got juniors and seniors, you know, and as many times as I whined about having a bunch of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors a year ago, and just having that maturation, we're physically stronger. We understand schemes and concepts a little bit better. Our angles defensively are much better. We're just more aggressive. You know what I mean? When you're bigger and you're stronger and you've got a lot more confidence, you're naturally going to play a little bit more aggressively, and I think that's probably what you're seeing right now.
And offensively, you got to be happy. We put 81 points on the board here early in the season, the third game of the season, and shot the ball pretty well tonight. Offensively, I thought you played pretty well as well.
Yeah, I would like to see a few more paint touches, you know, but that's probably just me having sympathy for the post players because I hate guards that don't get into the post because I had so many of those kids I played with when I was playing, so that's probably just my bitterness towards all guards coming out right now. But I still think we need to get Jake Marvin going. We've got to find a flow for him. I'm not sure playing him outside as much as we're doing right now is necessarily good for him. But, you know, he'll get it going. He's a heck of a player, and we've just got to get him going a little bit, get him a little more comfortable on the offensive end.
Brandy Lohman, you expected him to have a great season. He talked about it during your preseason conversations we had. Lohman is off to a tremendous start this year. He had a good weekend last weekend, and he scores 22 tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I think moving him off the point has really helped. I think, you know, Alex Thayer's had some struggles at the point guard here early. He's got the concepts. It's just as far as making the passes. But getting Brady off to where he can use his body and his skills to attack the paint. And he's so crafty, and he's such a good foul shooter, you know, and you're not burdening him with bringing the ball up the floor and getting us in an offense and doing all those things. He's able to play a little bit more free and loose right now.
So Hastings College again wins it by the score of 81-61 over Missouri Valley tonight. Your second win over Missouri Valley in a week. Was that kind of tough playing this team for the second time?
Especially when they jumped up 13-9 or whatever the heck it was out of the gate. I was like, oh, God, our guys are going to overlook this crew. And as you can see, they're very athletic. I mean, and they had some talent. I think they're just, you know, they got some new players. I think they're kind of still trying to find their way a little bit. But, boy, the way they came out and jumped on us, I was pretty nervous, I won't lie.
Tomorrow we see a Tabor team we haven't played before, and naturally this early in the season. Tabor warming up now. They'll play Doan in the second ball game coming up. What's the scoop on Tabor? Is this going to be a tougher team for us?
Yeah, it'll probably be a little bit. I think their guard plays a little bit better. I think they shoot the ball from the perimeter a little bit better, so we're definitely going to have to be on point defensively. They have a really good all-conference post player inside that really did hurt us. He got us for about 15, 16 last year when we played him at our place. But their guard play is pretty solid, and we don't know much about him. We'll take a look at what we have at the Doan game here tonight, and hopefully we'll be ready to go in the morning.
You like playing these classics early in the season where you can go back-to-back on Friday, Saturday?
I do. I mean, I like to play as many games that I don't have to lay in bed and worry about. If we could play another one right now, there's an auxiliary gym we can go get into. That'd be great by me. But, you know, early on, I think it's good simply because you get a lot of games. You can play a lot of kids. You can check your rotations. You know, you get an opportunity to develop your bench a little bit because you're naturally going to kind of curtail the bench as the season goes along. So we've got to play, you know, everybody tonight with the margin of victory. But I think we got pretty meaningful minutes out of about 9 to 10 kids.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos winning tonight by 20 points, 81-61 over Missouri Valley. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
So again, Hastings College wins it tonight, 81-61 over Missouri Valley. Brady Lohman leads away with 22 points in the ball game tonight. Jake Marvin comes up with 13 points, and Dylan Flynn had 10. Hastings shooting 54.9% from the field tonight, 42% from behind the three-point arc. And Hastings also out-rebounding their opposition 34-23. Usually you got those numbers in your favor, and you like the outcome, and Hastings likes the outcome as they win by 20-point margin tonight, 81-61, outscoring Missouri Valley 49-26 in the second half. That's after Missouri Valley jumped out, like Lance mentioned, jumped out to an early 13-9 lead over Hastings College here in the ballgame. So the Broncos now 3-0 in the season. They will play Tabor College tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock back here in Crete. They've got their home opener coming up next Tuesday night as they take on NCAA Division II opponent in Nebraska Kearney. Hastings College women's basketball team, they played today in the Kansas Wesleyan tournament, and Hastings lost to the third-ranked team in the country, College of the Ozarks, by a score of 74-65. So Kerry Hofstetter is off to a 1-3 start at Hastings as the head coach, and her ball club will take on John Brown University tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in that Kansas Wesleyan tournament. We've got Hastings College football tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings finishing out their regular season with a ball game against one of the old NIAC rivals in Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll be on the air with a Tony Harper pregame show at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Jimmy Purcell and I will have the play-by-play for you here on 1230 KHIS. But that'll do it tonight from Crete. Final score, Hastings 81, Missouri Valley 61. My producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.